Welcome to the Connect Kindness podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans.
In this episode, we interview Kyle Gregory, the co-founder of Give Back Nation. They are a one-stop hub for helping nonprofits streamline, elevate, and expand their initiatives to create bigger waves of impact in the community across the country.
Kyle shares the story of Give Back Nation and how his father's desire to give back really paved the way for the impact that they're having today. He goes into detail on the different areas where he sees that businesses and nonprofits struggle and how connecting with the right partners can help take organizations to the next level. If you're a nonprofit organization struggling with marketing, fundraising, and/or growing, then you will find a lot of value out of this episode. So without further ado, this is our interview with Kyle Gregory, the co-founder of Give Back Nation.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness podcast. I just wanted to start off with asking you to share with our listeners, what is Give Back Nation and what needs do you guys serve?
Yeah, well, first off, appreciate, you know, Crystal and Tim, appreciate you having me today and looking forward to the conversation. So Give Back Nation, we are a national giving and fundraising hub. We are a 501c3 that serves and supports a little over 500 other nonprofits around the country. The end game is to, you know, help organizations thrive, just not survive. And since 2006, you know, we've interacted with really thousands of organizations, seen and heard a lot. And, you know, we try to take those experiences and try to pass on successes and also let organizations know about failures. But the end game is to, you know, maximize the fundraising ecosystem. And, you know, what that is to us is, you know, fundraising becomes the end game with any nonprofit organization. And to be able to do that efficiently and effectively, because, again, with funding, you're able to do the things that you're looking to accomplish and be passionate about and support. And you got to have a lot of things in place to be able to do that. And so many organizations try to start with fundraising and they you know, realize pretty quickly that they're spinning their wheels because maybe some other things aren't in place. And we try to look at, you know, these three main pillars to begin with. And again, these organizations that we're supporting, you know, they're startups all the way up to multi-billion-dollar hospitals and universities. So it's all over the board per se. But, you know, the three main pillars, the first pillar is the branding and storytelling. And we can't harp on it enough that there's so many organizations that don't spend enough time on really teaching and educating folks that may visit their site or learn about them, about, you know, the impact they're providing, the story behind their organization, just things to know about. And then also the look and feel of their organization goes a long way with regards to the respect that someone sees and retains. Because if someone goes to a website and they don't really understand what's going on or it looks dated, you can lose someone's respect pretty quickly. The second pillar we always look at is removing barriers to give, because again, if someone is looking to support an organization, you want to make that really easy. Of course, there's technology and things out there that can do that. And then the third pillar is that branding, or data gathering, which becomes the fuel for engagement. So making sure that organizations are collecting useful data and doing that efficiently and effectively, that fuels the engagement that really becomes the fuel for long-term fundraising. We're essentially a hub. We get involved a lot of different things, but the idea is to help organizations become more efficient and effective and ultimately create bigger waves of impact around the country.
Yeah, just wanted to give a little moment of gratitude. Kyle, you actually reached out to us on LinkedIn and we connected, and you've helped us tremendously so far, even though, you know, we've just known each other for a couple months. So you are true to your vision, and I just wanted to say thank you so much. You're helping us look towards getting our 501c3 to make even more of an impact. So thank you for that. We'd love, you know, if you could share the story of Give Back Nation. How did you get involved? How did the organization get started?
So I am the CEO and co-founder. I mentioned that really everything kind of started in 2006. But backing up a little bit further, Give Back Nation was founded by myself, my father, and a few other philanthropic entrepreneurs. And my father's background is mainly in the financial services industry, owned several entities in that space, you know, been very successful. And one of his main entities really serves, supports other financial advisors. So there's a lot of coaching training for a few thousand financial advisors around the country. And in the late 90s, started getting more involved in the Plan Giving arena. And again, Plan Giving, I can, you know, ask 10 different nonprofits what Plan Giving is and get 10 different answers. But essentially, you know, the set of tools in the late 1960s that the government created, 20 or so tools to incentivize giving back. Charitably trust, charitable gift annuities, donor advised funds, endowments. And he quickly realized that these tools could be very useful for individuals, you know, tax write-offs, fixed rates of return, things of that nature. And by default, nonprofits won as well. And so he started thinking about how he could harness these tools to better serve individuals and created an entity called the Charitable Capital Design Center. And really through his 30 plus national offices, started raising hundreds of millions of dollars a year, just educating financial advisors on these tools and how it could benefit their clients. And by default, nonprofits started winning. And so through all this, he started, of course, working with nonprofits on a much higher basis and started learning a lot of what they go through on an annual basis to raise funds and really stay alive, let alone thrive. And being an entrepreneur, always thinking, he thought, well, what if we could help, you know, these organizations more? And started doing some research and started realizing that support and resources for nonprofit organizations are very separated, just like, you know, really anything, whether it's technology or consulting or event help, you know, everything was very separated out. So the end game was, what if we developed a hub that could become a one-stop resource, a one-stop shop to support nonprofit organizations? And again, this was around 2006. You know, he kind of breached the idea to me. And at the time I was in the securities world, securities transactions world, but with the idea of, hey, we could join up on this and see what we can build out. And so when I got involved, and then 2010, officially jumped off the cliff and started running the organization full time, that's really where, you know, things started picking up. But again, fast forwarding to today, you know, we're serving a little over 500 organizations in a lot of different ways. And it's really just fun to be able to, you know, make an impact or leave an impact today instead of maybe waiting till, you know, I'm a little bit older, but yeah.
That's exactly how Tim and I feel, trying to make the biggest impact that we can and creating a space that, you know, is just helpful to these nonprofits. You know, everyone is trying to make the world a better place. And if we see that there's a void or something that needs to be filled, that's what Connect Kindness is doing. That's exactly what Give Back Nation is doing too. So just incredible work, Kyle. And I love that you started it with your dad too. Just family organization is awesome. I know you kind of briefly talked about different spaces that, you know, the nonprofit needs help with, but are there specific programs that you guys offer or that they reach out to if they're struggling with specifically?
So the way that Give Back Nation is kind of built out, we have our internal team, essentially how we refer to it. And then we have close to 100 partners, vetted, selected partners that over the years, organizations have come to us saying, hey, we need help with this. We need help with this. And the end game is we want to have a solution. We want to have a go-to that is trusted, that we've already looked at. You know, these organizations that are coming to us for help, they don't have to spend, you know, hours looking for, you know, vetted solutions. So we work through a lot of partners. So that being said, we can really serve, you know, any aspect of what we call the fundraising ecosystem. I mean, there's just, you know, kind of whether it's, you know, board alignment or technology or grant support or matching gift implementation. I mean, there's just a lot of things that, of course, an organization may need. And we've covered most of them, I think, over the years. But of course, there's always new stuff and new ways of doing things. And we're constantly learning. But then in-house, we really have kind of three key focuses. The easiest one is being put on retainer for different things and retainers can be, you know, a few hundred dollars a month up to a few thousand dollars a month, depending on how much help or, you know, support an organization may need. And it could be for campaigns, it could be for, you know, branding or storytelling. I mean, it kind of is across the board, but that's very customized, if you will. The second way we get involved is technology implementation. We realized 3 or 4 years ago that there are a lot of organizations that not only need kind of a yellow brick road to point them in the right direction on what technology to harness and leverage. And again, technology is, it's unbelievable. I mean, what came out yesterday or even today is just beyond what came out, you know, 6 months, a year ago. It's just moving very fast. There's a lot of fun things to talk about in that space, but just implementing technology. So a lot of organizations will invest in things and it sits on the shelf for 6 months, or they start using it, but they're using 10% of its capabilities. So we implemented some different programs to help get technology up and running in a couple of days, and then allowing for organizations to really take their time and learn something new, you know, as we manage it or admin it. And then the third way we get involved, or at least one of our internal programs, is what we call the Give Back Nation membership. And again, a few years ago, we realized that a lot of organizations just need a little bit of additional guidance every so often. You know, we all get too close to the bark of the tree. And, you know, sometimes we need to just get some outside reference points to make sure that we're, you know, kind of going down the right path. And so we developed the membership to be able to, you know, do that, where it's unlimited email call support, and organizations can reach out. And there's a quarterly, you know, for $500, or there's an annual for $9.95. But the end game is how to cost effectively just help these organizations and try to minimize our involvement as much as possible, and just try to help organizations get to that next stage. But that's, you know, again, some of our internal programs. And then really outside of that, you know, just with all of our partners, it's really, we touch on any aspect of what a nonprofit may need to succeed.
Kyle, you mentioned that y'all have helped over 500 nonprofits, which is amazing. Congratulations on that accomplishment. What would you say is the secret to fuel, you know, your ability to scale to help that many organizations?
We couldn't do it alone, you know, so that's where, you know, our partnerships come in, you know, because, again, like you said, I mean, 500 plus organizations, you know, that's a little over 510 that we supported in 2019, and that number has grown in 2020 so far. We've still got a month left, but yeah, and then, you know, over the years, you know, just working with and talking to thousands of organizations, it's through our partners that we can do that. You know, we have just a lot of vetted and trusted and just dynamic organizations that we've seen how they work. We've seen, you know, the good business practices. You know, there's a lot of shadiness in this world, and it doesn't stop in the nonprofit space. You know, there's technology platforms that will tell you they can do all this stuff, and then you get in there and you realize after you made a transaction that they may not do what they say they do. So we do. We rely on our partners and our team to be able to support so many organizations in so many different ways.
What would you guys say is your long-term vision for Give Back Nation at this point?
Really just to continue to learn. The end game is there's a lot of organizations that are doing things in different ways, and we want to keep our ear to the track, continue to learn what organizations are doing, what's working, what's not working, seeing what new resources are out there and trying to get them in front of, you know, these nonprofit organizations that are doing good things, you know, out of the, you know, and again, and also increase, you know, the impact that we're providing. I mean, we're touching a very small part of the 1.5, 1.6 million nonprofits that are out there. So to learn and continue to grow, you know, the impact that we're providing, you know, every year, that's the focus.
For sure. Can you share a success story that sticks out in your mind just over the years working with these nonprofits?
We have a lot, but yeah, I was thinking of one So here in Florida, and again, we kind of work with organizations in really all 50 states and some international as well. But here in Florida in 2016, we got involved in an organization, pretty large organization here in Florida. They have about $100 million budget, but a lot of that funding comes from the state. And less than $10 million of their budget essentially comes from fundraising. And in 2016, we got introduced to this organization, and the end game was to kind of help them rethink their fundraising or maybe look at ways to make it more efficient and effective. And technology, you know, we spend a lot of time, hundreds, if not probably thousands of hours of just total time, just looking at technology and how it can make things more efficient and effective for organizations. But in 2016, they were looking at branching into peer-to-peer fundraising. And peer-to-peer fundraising is really just a juggernaut right now, allowing organizations to use their crowds and create fundraisers and allow other folks to create their own fundraising pages and share it with their crowds. And not only are they powerful fundraisers, but they create data. They create, they introduce people to the organization. It allows them to reach back out after the event or the campaign. So they were looking at creating a 5K, and they wanted to tap into this peer-to-peer, these peer-to-peer tools. And so we introduced them to a platform. We helped them implement it. We coached them up on how to leverage it. They had a goal to raise $65,000 with 5K with a couple, in the first year, a couple hundred people ran it. They ended up raising close to $70,000. So they met their goal. And again, it was just kind of looking at the first year, okay, what can we do for the second year? And so the end game was to raise more. They raised their goal to $75,000. But because of the things we learned in the first year, just with their demographics and the way that they did the event, and then, of course, how to engage with the participants' potential supporters for their own fundraising pages, they ended up raising over $100,000 the second year. And of course, doubled in the details with a lot of these things. Every organization is unique, but just the way that they were open-minded, you know, they followed the, you know, the guidance, and they implemented a tool that now today is the fifth year. They had a virtual event because of everything that's going on with COVID, and they didn't raise as much as that second year, but they still beat their goal, by $4,000, I think it was, and it was a $65,000 goal this year. So it was just something that we ended up really redoing their entire fundraising tools after that successful event, and getting them with something that was much more cost-effective, but also much more dynamic. But it was just over a 4 or 5 year journey. They now had something that they could pivot, you know, when things went virtual. They had more data gathering, and then also with technology, integrations become key, because you can't really have one piece of technology that does it all. But if that technology or other technologies can talk to each other, then data migration can occur, and that's where, you know, the data can flow into your CRM. The CRM, of course, you know, can help schedule things and figure out when you need to interact with your donors and supporters and do all those different types of things. So it was, it's been a 4 or 5 year journey, but it was powerful to see kind of where they were and where they are today, by implementing the right technology and having the right guidance, you know, to maximize the overall impact.
Just listening to you tell that story makes me like, Tim, we got to go. Like, we have things to do. We need to get bigger. It's super inspiring to know that, just with the help of your organization, people are able to do bigger and better things, which is just incredible. And Kyle, you're very knowledgeable. You're very educated in the nonprofit world too. But if you had to give someone free advice right now on just anything, it could be about life, it could be about starting a nonprofit, it could be about anything that you can think of, what would that advice be?
You know, the easiest thing to say is, you know, never give up and all that. You know, you hear kind of those taglines, but my greatest mentor, my father, who just happens to be my father, something he says a lot is keep thinking. You know, people simply don't think sometimes, and thinking is really what that means. You know, is just constantly reevaluate things. You know, when Give Back Nation was first formed in 2006, compared to what it looks like now, I mean, we're in the 677th revision, you know, of how we do things, you know, and the way we do things. So whether it's writing an email or starting an organization or starting a nonprofit, I don't think people think enough and you know, step away from things and then come back to it and just keep thinking, how else can I help? How else can I serve? What are we not thinking about? What are the things that we're missing? You know, getting outside perspective, getting other people to help beat up what you're creating. You know, it's just something that resonated with me when, you know, basically my whole life, you know, I've heard, you know, just keep thinking. But I just think that's something that, and I see it a lot, you know, it's I think people get, I don't know if it's they just think they're done. They want to move on to something else. I don't know if it's laziness or what, but if you just keep thinking about something and keep looking at it in different ways, it's amazing what comes out of it. And so that's, I guess, something that I would, you know, preach per se.
Yeah, no, that's great. Great advice. And I agree with that 100%. If you think you have it all figured out, you're done. You know, you always have to continue to look at ways to evolve and improve. And that's so important in business as well, just in life in general. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Great advice from your father. Okay, Kyle, for our listeners who want to get involved and learn more about Give Back Nation, how can they get in touch with you and your organization?
So we have brainstorming calls all day, 5 days a week. I mean, they're complimentary brainstorming calls. So it's kind of we're always looking to learn more about what's going on. We try to provide, you know, complimentary feedback and guidance. You know, so that's something we always do. But my direct contact info, you know, email is good. Kyle@KYLE@givebacknation.com. Our phone number is 888-894-7261. And then of course our website is givebacknation.com. But yeah, we've brainstorming calls and just kind of learning more about what's going on in the nonprofit space. We're always open to that. So
I don't know if you guys just heard that, but he gave you his direct email. So you have access to the co-founder of Give Back Nation, who has helped over 500 nonprofits. So that's incredible. Thank you for sharing that, Kyle. We are a fan of you. We're a fan of your guys' work at Give Back Nation. We are part of the testimonial that you guys know what you're talking about. And we are thankful that you are helping us through the process of actually going officially nonprofit within the first quarter of 2021. So just so much thanks to you. I appreciate your time today and just sharing a little bit more about what you guys do and how you do it. So thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me, Crystal and Tim, and I appreciate what you guys are doing with Connect Kindness. So, you know, it is, you're making an impact yourself. So appreciate that.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.